The Rebbe is going to talk about different types of hisarkshus, different types of a person feeling hisarkshus and where the hisarkshus could be coming from. Va'atanachzul in yoneinu. It's kuf zayin ois beis. Va'atanachzul in yoneinu. Ein kol echad miyitana reshoi lahashmi kol yichelis v'emtsoim li l'shamish b'lasis is atzmal v'al machshova chazoka v'ish misragesh v'chol pam yoyse v'yoyse. And he says that each and every one of us has to use every possible means of making ourselves to people who use the koyach of machshava to strengthen our machshavas and to become more of an ish misragesh yosef yosef ma'ashanu b'tivenu teva ish Yisraeli. The teva of an ish Yisrael, the teva, the nature of a Jew is to be a bal machshava and a bal regish, a person of deep thoughts and feelings and emotions. But each one has to work in his life to strengthen that. Since Batsam, each and every Jew is a teva, in his nature, is a baal hisrakshis. If we learn how to strengthen our machshavas, we'll be able to direct our hisrakshis, our emotions, to the realm of kedusha, to the realm of holiness. Loy levad b'shoa shemeatzim hisrageshes, and not only the way that we are just feeling different emotions at different times, different things. It's just a matter of what mood comes upon us. But we'll be able to become people who, with our rotzen, our bechira, that will be up to us to want and to make and to choose. And not a matter of moods or whether a person happens to hear the right niggun or happens to hear a certain Torah or whatever, but we'll be able to make that decision, that choice, when we want to be mechazek ourselves, to feel certain things, to have hisrakshus, afle hislavas kodesh, even to a hislavas of kedusha. V'hum b'neisha kulonu anoshim misrakshim niya, because we will all be able to become people who are misrakshim. And misrakshim, as we've learned from the beginning, doesn't just mean that you're at the mercy of certain moods when certain things happen, that those emotions come upon you, but you can call up the koyach of misrakshis from within you by using your machshava. You're able to be misragish for kedusha instead of just being left up to chance. As the achzar koshal or erba achmanis, it's true, a person who by nature is cruel, it's difficult to be ma'orer, it's difficult to find within him, to bring out within him rachmanis. Rak lefamim, only sometimes, rak aydei tzara nairo, chas hashon b'zuloso yisragish rachmanis. A person whose teva, whose nature is to be cruel, the only way that you can squeeze some rachmanis out of him is if, God forbid, there's something terrible that happens to someone, or really it's tzara nairo, something horrible, then maybe there'll be a little rachmanis that you can get out. Of course, the person who by nature is compassionate, is gentle, is soft. It's very easy. It's very easy in such a person to be ma'ira the feelings of rachmanis. Even anything that he sees, anything that he experiences, where there's a tzad rachmanis, where there's something that's to be pitied, where there's something that should evoke some feelings, it's very easy to be ma'ira such a person. So of course, that's what he's saying, is that a Jew, thank you, that a Jew b'tivai, that a Jew by nature is a Baal Regesh is a Rachman by nature. We're not starting off from scratch. She says, "Came calls man she'enon a misrakshim avaydik doylo pu'ula koshehi la'aviyenu dey hisrakshis v'kimat shelo b'yadeinahi u'kshiyal alasas ha'son l'bali regesh." Same thing. When we haven't, the Rebbe says that we don't realize the capacity that we have to be bali hisrakshis, and we haven't worked on that. We just feel from time to time different things. But he says k'shiyal alasas ha'son l'bali regesh. But when we uncover within ourselves that koyach, and we realize that we are bali regesh, and we become such people, then us like to hey hisrakshusenu kol kach yikaru lanu and imsar rak lefamim, then it won't be that we'll have to wait for hisrakshus, you know, a yom kippur or a certain big simcha in life, but we'll be able. He says it won't be something which is so rare. It won't take such tremendous effort. We could be people with tkufas nisragish on a regular basis, and whenever we want to, when we're in the davening, when we're doing a mitzvah, we're able to be nisragish. Once we realize we become people who are misraction, then it will be easy to make that choice to be ma'ira the misractions. And nisha mize ezer reshima midrachim pratim echlis naig by funny misractions pratis. Says therefore, I'm going to write down some different ways, particular ways. Echlis naig by funny misractions pratis. How to behave, how to conduct ourselves, how to bring about, you know, in other words, to be misnahig in the particular Yisrakshiyas. Agam shadov azet tzorach harichus, even though this is something which is a big inyan, kumakam nistabik b'zabekitz of Hashem Yazreinu, laharach makam achi. He says, nechalik, next page, nechalik Yisrakshiyas l'shnei sugim. He says, first we need to divide Yisrakshiyas to two types. Mechol sug l'shloisha minim, two types, and each type is subdivided into three types. Sug echad, aleph. So the first type of hisrakshus, hisrakshios habos mi bifnin. There's emotions that come from within the person himself. Shaloinis oyer ha'ish midover hachutzalai. Not because the person sees something outside, Or hears something, or experiences something. It's a structure that comes from within the person. And in this category, there are three subcategories. Aleph, Yisrakshu Shemargish Oysa B'Levush Shel Kedusha. From within oneself, there's a hisrakshus that a person feels in the levush of kedusha, which means the person experiences this emotion as lahavas Hashem, a feeling of ahava for Hashem. In other words, it's in the world of kedusha, liyirasai, yiras Hashem, tayra l'mitzvus l'tshuva. Person feels excited about something he's learning, about a mitzvah, the tshuva, lahavas tamei chachamim, the love of tamei chachamim, and lirasam, and so on. That's one type of inner hisrakshus that comes from within the person. It's in the world of kedusha. V'habez, she'ena magisha b'shum levush, the person doesn't feel a hisrakshus in connection to any particular levush. In other words, it's not over learning or a mitzvah or havta shemiyus Hashem. Rak stam shemargish lefamim shvius alayv. Just stam. The person sometimes feels he doesn't know why. It's not like he saw something or has something happened. He just stam feels all of a sudden. He could feel, and this can go on for some time. He feels sometimes brokenhearted. Or simcha, or he feels simcha. Vischaskas veni de aloma ulemihi. He doesn't know why does he feel that way. Ulemihi, and he doesn't know who is it coming from. And why is this? Why does he have such feelings? Kamei shamayim le'el, sheyesh gam mi shechoshev shedover gufoni chosaloi umamali yosai. The person doesn't know why he has these feelings. V'hagimel, shemagisha b'levush shel taiva chasashon. The third type of hisrakshus is that he's feeling something. He's feeling an emotion, but the emotion is enclosed in a taiva for something, God forbid, that's forbidden. So these are the three sugim, the three types of hisrakshus from within a person. The hisrakshus that's enclosed in holiness, a hisrakshus that doesn't have any apparent source or reason, and a hisrakshus that's enclosed in impurity, in a taiva. That's one type of hisrakshus from within the person. Suga hasheni, the second type of hisrakshus. Suga hasheni hisrakshus abos mi bachutz, when there's some sort of an external cause of hisrakshus. He himself wasn't having any, going through any time of his fractures, wasn't feeling anything in particular. Something that happened outside had this effect upon him. To bring him to his fractures. And in this, there are three subcategories. Same thing, Bilavush Kedusha. There can be a hisrakshus that comes from outside that is enclosed in holiness. For instance, Shayidei Shechas Shalom Nenash. That could be that the person has been sick or something happened or he hurt himself, there was an accident. Something happened, or somebody that he loves, something happened to a kid, something that happened caused him to fear. Caused him to have this emotion of Yiras Hashem, of fear. Or the opposite is Shashem Hashiyai. Something, he was saved. There was something, God forbid, that could have happened, and he was spared. You know, there was an accident, and he wasn't hurt. Something happened, Christ, and Hashem saved him. Because of this that happened to him, that Hashem saved him, he feels a sense of joy. And this causes him to have more of his structures of love for Hashem because of what Hashem did for him. Or could be that he was learning a certain sefer. And he saw something. Or Shama, he heard some Torah from somebody. Or Stam b'shas ha'tfilo. V'achalim ha'Torah. Or by davening, through the davening, or through the learning. Shenes ayir b'esrakshus ahav yira. He saw something in what he was learning, or he saw something in the davening that caused him to have a hisrakshus of love or of fear. So this is a hisrakshus that is coming from outside, something that he saw, something that happened, something that he was learning or davening that caused a hisrakshus. It's a hisrakshus that's mislabesh, that's enclosed in holiness. Hashemi, hisrakshus b'loy levush. There's a hisrakshus he's feeling. There's a hisrakshus that he has that's coming from the outside, but it's not mislabesh. It doesn't become enclosed in any particular thing, not of Kedusha, not of Tumah. Can go on, for instance, Shenis Ragesh, Minigin V'chadoymer, L'shvirus Halev O'simcha. There's a Nigin that he hears, so there's a Nigin of, that could be a Nigin that has a sadder type of a sound, and it brings out in the person shvius alev, a tzebrochen kite, a broken heartedness, but not in shvius alev because of his aveiros, or shvius alev because of the matzav of Klal Yisrael or something like that. Stam, it puts him into a certain mood. The niggun that he hears causes a shvius of life. By simcha, he hears a niggun, and the niggun is a niggun of simcha, and it causes a simcha. Not that he has a simcha and a habas Hashem, a simcha and dreikus Hashem. Stam puts him into a good mood. He feels good. What can often happen is that through the Shvius Aleiv that he feels, for whatever reason, something that happened and it caused him to have a broken heart, that could lead to Atzvus. It could lead to sadness or depression. Something that he experienced, something on the outside. Now this simcha, because the simcha is not mislabish in Kedusha, the simcha has not become enclosed in anything of holiness, it's just tam, he feels a simcha. You know, he got, something happened, he got a promotion at work. Or, you know, he found something that's worth a lot of money, whatever it is. So it's something that happened to him, and he's feeling happy, but this happiness was not enclosed, was not attached to any kedusha, to holiness. So the simcha like this can lead, when the simcha stamis zu lahilus chashon, it could lead to hilus. It could lead to what? To narishka, to hilus, to something which is destructive. A type of a hilus. Then a nice and label shamish bal kedusha, because he doesn't pay attention to use this emotion that came to him from the outside for Kedusha. So this type of a person who's Hisrakshis is coming from some external source, since it's not connected to Adavish of Kedusha, to anything of holiness, it could lead, if it's a feeling of Tzibrachenkeit that's coming from something that he experienced, something bad that happened, or something sad that took place. So the Shvius Aleiv, since it's not attached to holiness, the Shvius Aleiv can descend very easily into, God forbid, into despair or into depression. And the opposite is with Simcha. Since the Simcha that he's feeling is not enclosed in holiness, it could lead to holiness, it could lead to something which is destructive, you know, whatever that might be, partying or doing certain things, because of having a feeling of simcha, that could be chas v'shalom destructive. But initially, it's just something that he experiences that causes him to feel either some sadness or some happiness. V'hashlishi, and the third, b'levush ra v'achmor l'slan taiva, the third Hisrakshis that comes from the outside is a Hisrakshis that he's experiencing to begin with, enclosed in a taiva, in something which is disgusting. In other words, the person sees something, whatever, somebody, something that's priest's dick, something that's a film, something on a sign, or something, a magazine, a chreis, whatever it is. But the person sees something from the outside that already comes prepackaged. He doesn't even have to use his imagination. It's already been done for you. That he experiences something from the outside. He looks at something he shouldn't have looked at. Or he sees something. He hears something he shouldn't have been listening to, which is something that is not appropriate. That the Gemara says that the eyes, a person's eyes and a person's heart, are the two sasum, the two middlemen that bring about averis. The person's eyes, he saw something and then he felt something. He has his rakshas of tumah from something that he saw outside of himself, or something that he heard outside of himself. Or he heard something, or he, whatever it was, he felt something. That these outside forces brought about the Hesiris Lenemuchis Chasashon to something very low. Lenemuchis. To brought to something low. So these are the three types of Hesrakshis that can come from outside. Hesrakshis that is Mislabesh, it's enclosed in holiness. From learning or davening or something that is rakshas of ahav and yira, or is rakshas that's tam. It's rakshas that comes from the outside, but it's not mislabish in anything in particular. It just causes him to be happy or sad from something that happened in the world or whatever it is, or an igin or something. And the third is that it's rakshas that's clearly coming from a place of taiva. Of Tumah. So he's saying is that the second type of a Hisrakshis that comes without the Levush, that could very easily lead to something which is negative, either to depression or to a type of a joy that brings a person to some kind of inappropriate or mischievous behavior or thinking. And the final one is Tama Taiva. Vini Bisrakshis Shalmine Alefu Beis. He says the Hisrakshias, the type of Hisrakshias that of Min Aleph and Beis Hainu, Habos Viniras Belavushe Kaidesh. In both of the categories, whether from inside or from outside, the Hisrakshias that come, Habos Viniras Belavushe Kaidesh, the emotions that come either enclosed in holiness, in the form of holiness, Ahav and Yira, or the ones that are stam emotions, either from within oneself that you don't know why you're feeling a certain way, he says, so imisug belavushkach habos belay levushim, or from outside something that comes without levushim, imisug ha'alef habos mibifnim, whether it's from the first type which comes mibifnim from within oneself, imisug ha'beis habos mibachutz, or from outside of oneself. We spoke about in Chavis HaTalmidim, V'gam Le'el B'Kunshis HaZeh. When a Reishim is a true for Ketzor B'Tulcha V'Amitis. I'm going to just write a very clear and sure prescription for that we've already spoken about, that works. Hamura B'Sifrei K'vayit, he says, we're not talking right now about the third type of Yisrakshis, which comes in the form of a taiva, either from within oneself or outside of oneself. We're talking about the first two categories. There's a Yisrakshis either that comes in the Levush of Kedusha, or that comes Stam. I can go either way. So he says, I'm going to just give you an Eitzah that's Betucha V'Amitis, that it works and it's true. Hamur b'sifrei k'vayit kedushas adoni avi mori harav atzadik v'akadosh b'shem Ramban, that is found in the svarim of my father, of the Divrei Elimelech, the Imrei Elimelech, in the name of the Ramban. Hein sham al hisrakshis abav mimeila v'levush kadosh isa. Shehi lechalokeinu min ha'alef v'suga alef mikol makom gam lemin ha'beis habav b'loy levush v'gam leminim alef ha'beis v'sug ha'beis habav min ha'chutz b'levush b'loy levush yichadim l'shamish, but will be able to cover these sugim, these types that we're talking about. U'nevor b'zeh lefi inyaneinu hanal achas l'achas. Let's go one at a time. Shom Isa, it says in my father's svar, shekeshabot ezehir ha'tayv b'ish, that when there's a hirer taiv, when there's a good feeling, a good thought that comes to a person, yaseh by mitzvah a yilmid by. Right? Those who've been learning the Rebbe's Svarim for years already, we see that this is something which he often talks about. In B'nei Machshava Taiva also we saw specific techniques of how to do this. When the person has a hirer taiv, either from within himself, there's misoira, some good feeling, some good thought, or from outside, something that he learned, something he heard, something he saw, something, it's misoira within him. Astam, he feels good. He's feeling something good, a positive feeling. So, based upon the famous Ramban that the tzaddikim talk about, and he brings here from his father, but it's an older form, what he should try to do is yasa by mitzvah. If you have that hiratayv, you should try as quickly as possible to purposefully enclose it in something that's holy, to take advantage of that feeling, to ride with it into the tchum of kedusha, to use it for a mitzvah, a yilmad bay, or to take that feeling that came benkach, wherever it came from. You don't know how it got to you. You don't know why or how. Or it could be that you do know. In other words, you were learning something, or you saw something in davening, and it was a good thing, and you're having a little bit of hisiris. So what the Rebbe is saying is that you shouldn't chas v'shalom allow that to just come and go. Like the Ramban says over there, Adshe Techpatz, famous Ramban, in Ta'iru, Ta'iru es Ahava, that says in Shashim, if there's a hisiris of ahava, of love, of something positive, then the avoid at that time is adshe techpatz, is that you should make it into something, draw it into something which is concrete. Don't just leave it as an emotion, but be malbish it and clothe it in something practical, in learning or davening or in ahavas chaverim or something of a dvar mitzvah. When the person has that emotion that came to him, either he knows where it comes from, or it's tam. He doesn't know why he has this here type. He doesn't know why he got it. It could be that it's talking because of something good that happened at work. You know, his boss smiled at him, or threw him a $10 bill or something. So he's feeling his iris of type. He's feeling a here type. So when he has that type that comes into his life, regardless of how it got there, from within or from without, The ikir is at that time that he should immediately, not to delay, but immediately to be malbush it in something that's a davish pekdusha, to dvar mitzvah, something that's good. Even if he doesn't have time and he has just 10 seconds, then he should at least say a tefillah. He should at least say something to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for all the good things in his life, but to ask for some for things for the future and so on. But he should be malbish it as soon as he can, to not to let it just slip away. See, here we spoke about this a lot, that the Musa Svarim, on the other hand, the Musa Svarim will take that and will analyze that emotion and ask the following questions. The Musa Svarim will say, is this really something that is holy, this feeling? This feeling, the reason that you might have this feeling is because you're just reminiscing about how 23 years ago, you hit a shot at the buzzer and your team won. Actually, I was just thinking about that the other day, but it wasn't 23. It was more than 23. It was more like 30 something. You know, it's like one of the high points of my life, you know. And that sounds very sad, but that's the truth. And I've replayed that like 1,000 times, that shot. That was before there were 3-point. We didn't have any 3-point things, but we were down by one, and I was all the way in the corner, and I got this shot, this amazing shot in, and you know, the guys, it was a whole thing. And I replayed that. That's like comes back all the time. After all the years, you can still get some. You can still squeeze out simcha from such a thing. It's amazing. From getting the ball to go into a round thing, you could get simcha that could take you till 120 from that. That's the Rebbe saying. A person, it could be something, but a person has this. So the Muslims almost say, "What are you? That's you're talking about something which is so stupid and so low and so silly. It's just an Irish guy, and you have to put it under the microscope." And to ask, why do you feel this way? Why? So, and if you're honest, you'll say, well, the reason I feel this way is because of all of the excitement that was of the gaiva that comes with, you know, with the guys, you know, being happy and excited for you, and you. It's all that all comes from midas rois. It's not coming from any midat taiva. It's all coming from midas rois. That whole hisrakshus of is coming from a place that's not taiv. you could either call it neutral, but really it's not neutral, the thing like that. That example of, you know, some hatzlocha in sports, that's guy. So if that's true, that's where it comes from. So in many of the Musa Swam, that would be written off as something you should stay completely away from, and not only that, you should abhor such a feeling. Not only that you don't allow it in, but you should cross it off and get rid of it. Whereas the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov that we're learning, and that's a way of avoiding, and again, Nachashon questioning those tzaddikim, but that's a way of avoiding that works for some people, and it certainly comes from Makarios of Kedusha as well. But the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, with the Rebbe's talking about, and it's traced back to this Ramban, is that Adrabba, if for whatever reason, even though it's so many years later, you remember some stupid, you know, game-winning shot, and you have a hisayrus of simcha, it makes you feel good, so then be malbishit, then take that good feeling and pour it into something which is good, pour it into something which is holy. And there are a million things that a person can do, but you're feeling a certain state of elation, of joy. You're feeling a simcha, you're feeling something happy, you're feeling good. It could be stam, you're walking outside and there's a nice breeze and it makes you feel good. And so the ikur is to take that hirah tov, wherever it's coming from, and to quickly be malbishit in a davar shebekedusha, into a dvar mitzvah, right? Sometimes you're feeling good about some narishkeit, either you know what it is or you don't know what it is, and then like you can give your mother a call and say, "Hey, Ma, how you doing?" She'll say, "Well, what are you, I didn't hear, are you so happy?" You know, it's a wonder, because, you know, you usually you call, and you don't sound like that you have such a hispilus. So then you could say, well, to think to yourself, you know, who am I fooling? The truth is, I'm not really happy to speak to my mother. I'm happy because of something, you know, whatever, something that happened today. So the tzaddikim, what he's saying is don't make those avchanas. If you're feeling happy, you're feeling good about something, whatever it might be, either you know where it is coming from the outside, or it's something that's just from within yourself, even if you know, or you don't know where it's coming from. But that's not really of particular importance. The point is that there's an emotion, and if there is that emotion, then take it and go with it and do something good with it and be malbashit in Kedusha. I think this is something that all of us are familiar with. We've seen this many, many, many times in the Sefer HaKedusha. We've seen it, but do we actually use this? That's the question. Because it's something which is as the Rebbe says, betucha v'amitis. It's guaranteed to have a tremendous impact upon one's life and to strengthen one's avodas Hashem in a very, very real and practical way. I'm sure many of you remember the mashal that the Rebbe used in Bnei Machshava Tova that we spoke about years ago, about the father, about the son rather, that was locked up in jail, and the father was only allowed to see the son once a month for a short time, for a few minutes. He was allowed to have visitors, the son, only for a few minutes a month. So the father, the Rebbe says that the father, when he came into this, to the prison cell, so he immediately takes out the papers and starts going over the case, you know, to discuss the reason that he's in jail, and this, you know, with the lawyers, what's going on. So the Rebbe says, could you imagine such a father? He says the jail door is open, the warden left, the guard left for 2 or 3 minutes. You only have a few minutes a month to see your son, and you didn't begin by giving him a hug and a kiss and telling him that you loved him. You started right away. You just took out that file and you started going over the papers. So the marshal, that's the marshal, and the nimshal, the Rebbe said, was that a person's heart is like the prison door. And it's most of the time it's shut, closed, and there are all kinds of guards that are standing around the heart that don't allow it to feel. Now, occasionally, the heart opens. For whatever reason, it opens. So just like in this case, even though the reason that the prison door was opened was officially, was that he needed, the reason that he had to go there was to take care of some official business about the case. But What the Rebbe is saying is that you're shaita, because once the door is open and once the guard is down, so then use that moment for something. Use that for davish b'kedusha, to give your child a hug and a kiss. So nafkim, where it came from. In other words, what's the difference? How the prison door opened, or why it opened. It opened. Same thing with the heart. What's the difference why the heart opened, or how it opened, or who opened it? The metzius is that the heart is open, either because of feeling, either in a way that a person feels joy and happiness over something, wherever it comes from, however it happened, or God forbid, he's feeling sad, or brokenhearted about something. That too. Even though he doesn't know where it comes from, or he might know where it comes from. But to take that opportunity that the heart is open either for joy or for sadness, and to take that opportunity and to be malbush it into holiness. And what the Rebbe said before, and often says, is that if you're not malbush it in something, a davish of Kedusha, there is a very strong likelihood that it could become on its own. If you just leave it on autopilot, then it could be very likely that that emotion, if it's a positive one, is going to lead into something which is unholy. And if it's one of sadness or tzibrachenkeit, it could lead to depression, chas v'shalom. So it's not only an eitz ha'tayva, how to benefit and how to have instructions of kedusha, but it's also an eitz ha'tayva ubeduka to prevent a person's emotions from leading him to something which could be self-destructive. So he says, "Vzei al bisha b'kedusha." He brings from his father, "Adkan l'shan hakodesh." L'chein, therefore, imhu rak stam hir tshuva. If a person has a sudden feeling that he wants to be better, if that just came up within you, you don't know from where, but this feeling of being a better Jew or changing, or something from the outside, he saw a tzaddik, he saw something in a sefer, whatever. You have to expand it and you have to sustain it. You can't just let it slip away. It's a very precious feeling. I hear a tshuva is a very, very holy thing. So a person has to take that and he has to be marchiv it and mekayim it. How do I make this into something which is greater, and how do I make it something which lasts? Because if you just leave it, you'll have a hira tshuva. So rishoy milayim charatas, a person can have a million hira tshuva from all types of things. You see something in the sefer, you hear a davening, you see a tzaddik, and then a minute later it's like it's nothing. A person can walk away from the most inspiring drasha, from the most inspiring shmuz, from the most inspiring Shabbos, from the most inspiring Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, whatever. He could walk away from the most inspiring, exciting experience, and it's gone. Nothing. He's not marchiv it. He doesn't work on expanding it, on strengthening it, and being mekayim it, something that could have a long-lasting effect. So he just lets it go. See, he has a hira tshuva, it comes and it goes. One of the things that a person can do, if he has a hira tshuva, a feeling of wanting to change, is that he should try to learn in Yoni tshuva, to take out Rabbeinu Yoni Shari tshuva, to take out Rambam Hilchos tshuva, to take out the Igeres tshuva from Tanya, to take out the Eres tshuva from Afka, whatever it is that he knows, that he has access to. He can just take out his laptop and press search tshuva, and all these different things. I'm sure he'll be able to find all kinds of good stuff, and he learns the meaning of tshuva. He goes into the meaning of tshuva right away. He just had this vague, very obscure little feeling of like I want to become better. Either he knows why he has that, he heard something, whatever it is, or he doesn't know why. So get to work. You have to work. You take out and you learn, and you don't just look at sefer, but you learn the sefer b'srakshus, with that feeling that you have of the hira tshuva, to learn it out loud and to learn it strong and to say it over 2, 3, 4 times, that could change. That can make changes in a person. It also just be a nice little here at Shuva, nothing comes from it. So a person can take out, it's very good to take out, Shatilma doesn't mean Yoni HaTshuva. Not to just let it go, to take out something Minyani HaTshuva. You see an Eitzah that I saw, there's an Eitzah that has helped a lot over the years. There's an Eitzah that I saw once from a tzaddik, that when a person has a Hira Tshuva, and you don't have a Sefer there, whatever, to start learning, so you start to sing the Negunim from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You try that. You start to sing the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It has a tremendous, it could be like the middle of, the middle of the summer. Or it could be the middle of the winter, and it's far, far from Nisan HaTokif. But we associate even the Nusach of Yom Nirayim, even that sound of Yom Nirayim, we associate it with very strong feelings of changing. Which you don't have in the Negunim and the Nuschois of February, So a person has a Hira Tshuva and learning, but to open up and to, if you have a machs or just on your own, to think of some of that and to hum and to sing some of the Negunim of the Yom Nirayim. A person is, the Baruch Shalom gave us the kaychus to be able to draw from the Yom Tovim, from every Yontiv at any time of the year, to tap into that. All the Yom Tovim, of course, they come out in a very powerful way at that time of the Yontiv, but really it's an undercurrent throughout the entire year. There's always the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the whole year. There's always the Sukkot Hanukkah. Those are kaychas that are beneath the surface the entire year. Just when it comes to Yom Kippur, so then there's that opening, pop, and then Yom Kippur like comes out like a geyser comes gushing out. But it's always under the ground, Yom Kippur. So because these are, we live for these days, Matan Torah, like the tzaddik Alexander said, Zochar al tishkach hasharoi necha yom shematlof me'asam akecha b'chayav, to remember, don't forget when you were standing by Hashem by HaSinai. And Alexander said, The Yismach Yisrael said, what does it mean to remember? He said the name of his grandfather. He said, remember when you remember when Hashem spoke to you at Har Sinai. So he says, that's not talking about thousands of years ago to say when my Neshama was Har Sinai. It means that when you had a Hira Tshuva yesterday, when you had this feeling of wanting to become better, at that moment the Baruch Shalom was giving you the Torah. It was another Maisa of Maimon Har Sinai by you, personally. It came out in your life that you were hearing the Bas Kol, like Chazal say that there's a Bas Kol that comes every single day, which means every moment from Har Sinai. There's a Baskol. There are reverberations of every Yontif throughout the entire year. It's only that when it comes to that day, then the world, then the cover, the lid, is taken off, and then Chanukah comes rushing out when it's Chaf Hei Kislev. But there are Maisa from Tzaddikim. There's a famous story. I don't want to get into the story. It's a long story, but there was a story about a tzaddik who gave an eitzah to somebody. It was this time of the year. It was the time of Shavuos, and he gave him an eitzah that had to do with iris, with lighting certain candles in the place that he was in a dark place, and it brought him a whole Yeshua. So the other tzaddik said, how did you know to give him that eitzah? So he said, it's in the Gemara and Shabbos. What's the Gemara and Shabbos? The Gemara and Shabbos asked the question that we all know, my Chanukah, right? What is Chanukah? So the tzaddik says, May, the month of May. May, he says, Chanukah. That's his May Chanukah. Yeah. And in May, one can connect to Chanukah. May Chanukah. What is Chanukah? When the Gemara asks, May Chanukah, it means also May Chanukah. May. In the month of May, there's also Chanukah. And the tzaddikim were connected all the time to all the Yom Tovim. The Rav Shmuel lived, especially with Sukkot, it's Yadu, it's very famous. There wasn't a Torah that he said, or anything that he did the whole year that didn't have to somehow, didn't say, and that's the Inyan of the Arba Minim. He'd be sitting in the, it was in the, whenever it was, the Rav Shmuel always came back to the Inyan of the Arba Minim, of sitting in the Sukkot, and the Bnei Sosch always came to Chanukah. These are things that are well known. Whatever the Bnei Sosch was talking about, it was always tied into Chanukah or something, somehow. Because those tzaddikim had a particular his kashrus to that particular yontif. But the same way we count during the week, that it's the second day Shabbos, third day Shabbos, so it means that Shabbos, there's a bechin of Shabbos every day of the week, which is why we know from the Gemara that a person gets lost and he doesn't know what day it is, that he could count, he counts 6 days and makes a seventh day Shabbos. So the way we understand it from the random and all the Rishonim is that there's a bechina of Shabbos every single day. It's just that Shabbos is only on Shabbos. But there's a bechina of Shabbos, there's an undercurrent, there's a koyach of Shabbos that's beneath the surface of the earth, of our lives, all the time. So a person can draw that out, that bechina of Shabbos that's always there. So the Rebbe is saying so I'm just saying this is an example that if you're feeling a Hira Tshuva, that you could tap into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to the tefillahs, and the thoughts, and the Torahs, and to memories. The Ikra is that a person should try immediately to be malbish, to take that Hira Tshuva in learning Hilchos Tshuva, in learning Inyanim of Tshuva, of going back and seeing a Torah that you found very, very helpful to you, inspiring to you, thinking, looking at stories of tzaddikim that you, or thinking about a tzaddik that's ma'ir, you know, that's somebody that is mechazek you, ma'ir. These are all aitzes of what to do when the person has a Hira Tshuva, as opposed to just leaving it and letting it go and saying, well, this, saying to yourself, that's a good thing, that's a nice thing, and just figure that's enough. It's not enough. It means at that moment the Baruch Shalom is giving you the Torah. At that moment the Baruch Shalom is giving you he's blowing the shofar in your ears, and a person has to do something about that. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means to return to mitzvahs, to return to the Baruch Shalom. Therefore, l'chein kol inyan Torah, it doesn't only have to be Hilchos Tshuva or some tshuva sefer or whatever it might be, but kol inyan Torah, just don't leave the Hira Tshuva alone. Be malbish in kol inyan Torah, but with his pilus, in a strong way. V'chol mitzvah inyan tshuva. Every word of Torah and every mitzvah has in it the tshuva. Tshuva, because it means returning to Hashem, it means turning towards Hashem, as opposed to just having this vague feeling of becoming better. You take that feeling and you turn towards Hashem with it, either in Torah, in tefillah, whatever it is, a mitzvah. The ikur is that you don't allow it to just to sit within yourself, but you turn it towards something of kedusha. Even if it's a gemara, you're just Isaac and Niglin something in halacha. But if you open up the Gemara, that's the Gemara you happen to be in, instead of just having this here at Shuva, you and let it go, you open up a Gemara, you learn the Gemara with this pilus. That also could be a very, very big thing to be. Mechazik, whatever the Gemara is, you can learn whatever you're learning the Parshas of Shavuot, you're learning the Mishnah Berurah. But the ik is as soon as possible, that as soon as you have this, to try quickly to be malbashit and tire or something. Tshuvahi. That's also a level of tshuva that will help you. Just because every word of Torah is facing Hashem, is connected to Hashem, draws you closer to Hashem. So even if it's in halacha and something that's not nagei at all to the feeling that you have, it's just Torah, whatever the Torah is. But you open up the sefer and you start learning with this pilus strong out loud. So then you'll see that it'll have a tremendous effect on being machiv, of expanding and strengthening and being mekayim, that emotion that will carry you over into good things. Tshuvi, l'kedushas Hashem, mezeh atam miskarv mislabish. And by whatever the Torah is that you open up to learn, if you learn it in Yonah of Tshuva, something inspirational that you learned or heard, that's for sure good. But even if whatever it is, a davish, whatever it is, any Torah that it is, through any Torah, you're taking the emotion and you're enclosing it in something which brings you closer to Hashem's book. Because every Torah, through every Torah, presence of Miskarv to Hashem. It becomes closer to Hashem. From Shabbos V'yadiv. It's on Shabbos V'yadiv. V'margish Ata Yisairus V'kedushas HaShabbos V'kedushas HaYantiv. And you feel Yisairus for Shabbos, it's on Shabbos, and you feel it's Iris for Shabbos, or you feel it's Iris for the Yontif. So as Taschil Limad B'Medrash Zayah Kodesh V'Sif Echsidus Medav Kedusha Shabbos, on a parasha zu, Chemiduses Ayantiv, then you should try as soon as possible to open up the Medrash or to open up one of the Svarim HaKadoshim that are talking about the Kedusha of Shabbos or the Kedusha of that Yontif that are talking about the Shabbos of the Yontif. And one doesn't need to try to find a new Torah. In other words, you might try to find something you haven't seen yet, and then you go looking around in different Svarim trying to find something that'll be more you. You don't have to do that. You could take a Torah that you learned 100 times. That's not the point. A chiddush. We're not talking about something mechudish. We're not talking about a new idea in Shabbos. A new idea in what Shavuos is. We're talking about pouring the emotion that you have into something which is a chayfetz, which is real, which is concrete, which will strengthen the impact of the instructions, will expand it and sustain it. And therefore you shouldn't waste time by trying to find some new Torah that will be about Shabbos or some new Torah that's about Yontif. You can do that later, that's okay, that's wonderful, but the point is not a chiddush. The point is to be malbushit in something that works. And if there's a Torah that you saw about Shabbos and that you like that Torah a lot, so then you just take out the Sefer and learn the Torah, but now it'll be very geschmack because you're feeling very Shabbos-dick. It could be that the last time that you learned that Torah, you weren't feeling so Shabbos. It was just an interesting Torah about Shabbos. Now you open up the same Sefer, right? You look in the Sfasem, the Shem Yishmul, the Tzaddikim tell me about Shem Tov, you know that those Torahs that were said on Shabbos come out, every Torah has in it something with Shabbos. And now you open it up and you don't think of where do I have, what could I learn, whatever it is that you know about that you take it and you learn it, but you learn it up good and with his pilus, and this is the way that a person is able to be marchiv and mekayim his emotions as opposed to just things coming and going. A little bit of a Shabbos de Kehergish, coming and going. A person should be malbushit as soon as possible, to take it to be malbushit in the Kedusha Shabbos. If you don't have a Sefer there, whatever it is. So again, you could use the davening from Shabbos, something. A Shabbos, a Nigin that has in it Shabbos, something with your malbushit in it. Don't just let it pass. Or from the Parasha. The parasha of that entire week, of course, is very, very strong. If you're having a hira tshuva, a feeling during that week, any time that you open up the Chumash and you start to learn the parasha of that week, and you learn the parasha and you out loud and strong, and you say, you go into Rashi's and Rambans and Sfornas of the parasha, and you start to go into the parasha, the parasha of that week is connected on the deepest, deepest level to the Nefesh Ruach Neshama of a Jew. This week is Parshas Bamidbar. Every single Jew in the world is deeply, deeply rooted in Parshas Bamidbar this week. And therefore the Baruch Shalom is saying that you could take a tremendous desire from Parshas Bamidbar. Even if you don't know exactly what's going on, by taking out and reading the Parsha, Shnai Mikra Echad Targum, just saying it out loud and going through the Parsha, certainly looking at the Mefarshim of the Parsha. Every day of that week there's a special connection that a Jew has to that parasha. And Elach has come of a kam when it's on Shabbos itself. The Kriyas HaTorah v'Yontif, what we're leaning on that Yontif, very, very, very strong. It's all connected to the person, to each and every Jew, on that Yontif, and that Shabbos, what the parasha is, to be malbush throughout the entire week, that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to be malbush the feeling in the parasha. And going into the parasha and learning the parasha, that's always something which is very strong and works in a very powerful way. Ki kanizkar la'el, because as we spoke about before, hakadoshim b'divrei kodshom, the tzaddikim in their holy teachings, hamedaber mekedushas haShabbos, who speak about the kedusha of Shabbos, umen haParasha. Who are talking about the parasha in this form? V'chein mikdushas ayantiv or the yantiv, or eze mitzvah, or about a mitzvah chal shad divrei, or whatever the tzaddik was teaching in that Torah. Afim mederach drush yidabeyu. Even though when you look at that Torah, you're looking at the Chassam Sefer, you look at some say, if he's saying a drasha on this parasha, he's saying a drasha on Shabbos HaYantav. So when you're looking at the Chassam Sofer, it looks like it's just a Dabar Shebaseichel. It's a brilliant insight. It's a fascinating thing. But you have to realize that when the Chassam Sofer said over that drasha, when the Chassam Sofer, if it was a drasha that he said Barabim, or it was a drasha that he said to his Talmidim in the Yeshiva, or it was something that the Chassam Sofer just wrote in his he wrote in his Ksavim, in his writings, that's not like something that you found from some rabbi on the internet, you understand? And the Chassam Sofer has a drasha, even though when you look at the Chassam Sofer, you think, wow, this is like a Dabar Sichli. In other words, it's just a... You think that the Chassam Sofer might have just said that, you know, at a moment of deep thought. It's true. But when the Chassam Sofer, when you're learning a Torah in the drashas, or in the Torah Smaisha, in the Ksavim of the Chassam Sofer, the Rebbe is saying you should know that when you're learning that, when the Chassam Sofer said that drasha, or he wrote that down, you think he just wanted to give people some interesting tidbits for their Shabbos table? When the Chassam Sofer said a drasha, this was like how to make your Shabbos more interesting? He says, "Lo rak la drasha kosu, rak es la havas kodsha." The Chassam Sofer says something on the parasha, it says something that drasha, Lahavas kosher, it was a holy fire. Chassam Sofer was at mamish. When he said that drasha, when he's thinking those thoughts, he was crying, he was shaking. We're talking about Chassam Sofer. Tzaddik, it's lahavas kosher, la Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer was on fire with Shabbos when he said that drasha. We don't have a hasaga of the oimik of the fire of that came from the heart of a Jew like that. You think a person sits back in his chair and he puts his feet up on a Friday night and he puts his yarmulke after he had the Shabbos meal, and he leans back and he says and he picks his teeth a little bit, he looks at the Kedushas Levi. What do you think that is? How do you think the Kedushas Levi said the Torah? And he says to his wife, "Hey, you want to hear something interesting from the Bedishah?" You think that's how the Bedichah said the Torah? Like he was leaning back and he said to his wife, "I had a thought." That's not how Kedushas Levi said that Torah. Kedushas Levi said that Torah, his eyeballs were popping out and his veins were coming out from his head, and the whole room was catching on fire when the Kedushas Levi said that. And anybody that would come near him would be burnt, mamish. When the Kedushas Levi said that, the Kedushas Levi said the Torah, it was after Tvilas, going into the mikveh of fire and water. It was when the Kedushas Levi said the Torah, it was a Torah that his whole Metzias was inflamed with that Torah. And when you open the Sefer, to the degree that you believe in that and you understand and you try to tap into that, it doesn't have to be some kind of a brilliant thing. Although, of course, the Torahs are all brilliant insights. It could be a pasha to Ha'ara from a Chofetz Chaim or from another tzaddik. But you have a person will say, this Rashi doesn't do it for me. Right? We spoke about this often. This. What do you think about this? So you show the person Kedushas Levi says, yeah. You know what that was? That Kedushas Levi, how it got onto a paper is a miracle. How did that Kedushas Levi get onto a piece of paper? It's a bigger miracle than Kriyas Yamsuf. How do you take the heart and the mind of Rav Levi from Baditchev and put it into a piece of paper? And you have some dope that's sitting there saying, "That doesn't do anything for me." The person knows where this comes from, and a person thinks about that. He said, "You should know that it's not a drasha. Rakis lahavis kodshem la Shabbos lahayanto l'chol dvar mitzvah atayr b'divrei kodesh rabishu behem gila." That when they gave us over a Torah, it was about Shabbos. It was the whole Shabbos that the B'ditchah had in that Torah. And his feeling for Yontif that was in that Torah. His feeling for Tfilin, when he wrote about Tfilin. His feeling for Tshuva, when he wrote about Tshuva. It was all coming from a place that's unbelievable. L'shaynam sham l'shayna shal eish. And the words, the language of l'shayna shal eish, heim ha-mesparitzim michutz, that are jumping out from the page. La madur maduris hamaykit shalhem, that are coming out from the fire that was burning inside of them. It just leaped out onto the page. Right, they should tilmud behem as chutz, and then when you sit down one of the svarim and you learn it, chutz mizah shetayis about the soyim and ha'esh kodesh min hashamayim, ashev divrei kodshim, besides the soyim that you have from the holy fire that comes from their words, gam diburei kodshim bin yinei mashel bishu as esh kodesh lehem, gam lecha yulamana. You'll be able to tap into and to have a connection to that unbelievable fire that they were of their nishamas, that they were malbish in those words of Torah. Shagam nafshecha sheres oiru atam at behem tislavish. That your nefesh that had his oirus, that remember you had this little feeling of tshuva, had this little thought of becoming better. When you learn that prayer of the tzaddik and his sprachus and his pilus, that means that you're hooking yourself up. You're plugging yourself into the fire that was in that tzaddik's neshama. That's what you're doing. You don't just learn it like something which is interesting or an idea. You try to connect to the nefesh ruach neshama of the tzaddik from whom those words came, and that'll have an unbelievable effect upon you. And you say it over 10 times. That those 5 lines in the Kedushas Leiv, you say 10 times. You go over it, over it, over it. That's how a person learns. And then that little flickering little flame that you had over here at Shuvah can become a big fire also. Kim Mitzchamo, continue after Yom Kippur.